This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. A couple of things have become clear over the past week. Of course, we now know who will be the next president of the United States, and we know that the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal is not likely to be approved this year. Congressional leaders have said as much. For agriculture, the TPP outcome is not good news. Trade isn't just an issue for us. It's dollars and cents. Every third row of soybeans goes to overseas markets. 30% of U.S. farm income is from exports. With 95% of the world's consumers living outside the U.S., growing our exports is the only way to grow demand for what we produce on our farms and ranches. Every day we delay in opening foreign markets is another day we miss out on the increase in farm exports and income that would come from reducing tariffs and lowering other trade barriers. The delay also gives our competitors in other countries a leg up, with the chance to move forward in negotiating their own deals. There are already reports that a cattlemen's group in Canada, for example, wants that country to negotiate a separate agreement with Japan, a hot growth market. If it is less expensive for Japan's consumers to buy beef from Canada than from the U.S. because of lower tariffs, the U.S. will lose market share. We might have to accept the political reality that TPP isn't on the table this year, but we must not back away from supporting agreements that benefit our farmers and ranchers by growing their markets. It's important to remember that past trade deals, including the Korea, Colombia, and Panama free trade agreements, were negotiated under one presidential administration and approved several years later under a different administration. Trade shouldn't be a political issue. Presidents and members of Congress from both parties have advanced agreements that help us grow our exports. Hitting the pause button on TPP is not ideal, but it is not unusual or fatal. When the new administration and the new Congress get down to business, Farm Bureau will work with them to maintain the pro-agriculture provisions of TPP and move the agreement forward. Farmers and ranchers are pushing for an early start to Farm Bill negotiations, and Dr. Bob Young, AFBF's chief economist, explained in an interview that discussions have already started at the grassroots level. This includes lengthy discussions about rural America, what it takes to live there, and all the titles of the Farm Bill. In a new video, AFBF President Zippy Duval offered congratulations to President-elect Donald Trump on his election, as well as those candidates elected to serve during the 115th Congress. He pointed out that issues facing America's farmers are not red and blue, and urged elected officials to work together to find real solutions for rural America and the nation. Food companies and retailers face tremendous pressure to respond to consumer expectations on issues like animal care, environmental protection, and the healthfulness and safety of products. Farmers understand this because they too face tremendous pressure to meet the same consumer expectations. In fact, agriculture has always adapted in response to market preferences. The remarkable growth in organic agricultural production shows that farmers and ranchers will grow what consumers are willing to pay for, especially if it helps them become more profitable. AFBF's 31st Annual Informal Price Survey of classic items found on the Thanksgiving Day dinner table indicates the average cost of this year's feast, 410, is $49.87, a 24-cent decrease from last year's average of $50.11. The big-ticket item, a 16-pound turkey, came in at a total of $22.74 this year. That's roughly $1.42 per pound, a decrease of 2 cents per pound, or a total of 30 cents per whole turkey compared to 2015. Consumers will pay less than $5 per person for a classic Thanksgiving dinner this year, according to AFBF Director of Market Intelligence, Dr. John Newton. He says we have seen farm prices for many years, including turkeys, fall from the higher levels of recent years. This translates into lower retail prices for a number of items as we prepare for Thanksgiving and confirms that U.S. consumers benefit from an abundant, high-quality, and affordable food supply. The U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance recently elected a new chairman and executive committee. Brad Greenway, a South Dakota crop and livestock farmer representing the National Pork Board, was elected chair. Scott Vanderwall, representing AFBF, was elected treasurer. Trucking regulations got you scratching your head? Hearing conflicting explanations? What's the difference between a farm vehicle driver and a covered farm vehicle operator? Does it matter? To sort truth from conjecture and fact from rumor, come join us at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, December 13th at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau Building, 220 North Broad in Carlinville. The Farm Bureau is hosting a two-hour seminar that focuses on trucking laws for farmers, both new and well-worn. We'll take a special look at the latest rules, and you'll have the chance to ask those farm trucking questions you can't seem to find the answers for anywhere else. A lot of laws have changed in the past 24 months. We've seen changes to regulations regarding the CDL, the medical card, hours of service limitations, equipment inspection requirements, ATV operation, mobile phone use, out-of-state CDL use, post-trip inspections, the new URS, process agents, and more. We'll cover these recent changes and some of the more established but still misunderstood rules, such as USDOT number, UCR registrations, and driver's license classifications. Presenting the seminar will be Kevin Rund, who has specialized in farm transportation issues for the Illinois Farm Bureau for more than 35 years. And you'll receive take-home materials covering these topics. The seminar is free, courtesy of your county and state farm bureaus, but advance registration is requested. Please call 217-854-2571 to reserve your place at the On the Road Seminar. It's time to start thinking of the next federal farm bill. Illinois farmers can take a leadership role in developing this important legislation. According to Jonathan Kopas, assistant professor of law and policy at the University of Illinois, it seems a little early, but it's probably right on schedule. In his former roles at the U.S. Department of Agriculture and on Capitol Hill, Kopas helped shape the last two federal farm bills. He'll moderate three November farm bill member input sessions throughout the state. Illinois Beef Association, Illinois Corn Growers Association, Illinois Farm Bureau, Illinois Pork Producers Association, and Illinois Soybean Growers are working together to host the farm bill member input sessions throughout Illinois. Farmers and others should make plans now to attend the next upcoming date, which is Tuesday, November 22nd, in Normal, at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. To attend, you can sign up at the online link, Farm Bill Meeting to Normal. Please note that on-site registration fee rebate will be provided for farmer attendees. Attendees will get to anonymously respond to a series of questions at the start of each session. A panel discussion featuring Kopas and representatives of the Nature Conservancy will follow. After the panel discussion, results of the Farm Bill related questions will be revealed and additional discussion will take place. Meals will be provided at each event, but accurate head counts are needed to help ensure there will be enough food for those who attend. If you plan to attend, please take the time to register online. Illinois Farm Bureau encourages members to apply for a place on the Action Teams, a great involvement opportunity. Applicants can select the team that matches their interests and skills, choose from consumer outreach, leadership development, membership promotion, or quality of life. Each team consists of 10 to 15 men and women with a variety of leadership and life experiences. Teams meet just twice a year in Bloomington to develop and launch new innovative statewide Farm Bureau programs that address the needs of agriculture and farm families. Maybe you've seen the pro-agriculture messages on grocery carts, or maybe you've seen the theater advertising or heard about the Tag Out for Safety project. You might even know someone who participates in Collegiate Farm Bureau. All of these were Action Team projects. For more information or an application, contact your County Farm Bureau. Applications will be accepted until November 24th. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.